welcome to Rebels Revisited. I'm your host, Johnny Orme, and today we're taking a look at yet another fantastic episode. This one called The Shroud of Darkness. In this episode, after having yet another close call with the fifth brother and seventh sister, Kanan and Ezra go to Ahsoka for help. Ahsoka tells them that, you know, at times like this, they would, you know, back in the Clone Wars, she would turn to Anakin or Obi-Wan or even Master Yoda. And Kanan says, well, why don't we talk to Master Yoda? So they make the decision to go back to Lothal, to the Jedi Temple, to try and communicate with the great Jedi Master. On Lothal, Ahsoka tells Kanan and Ezra she's unable to help lift the temple because she's no longer a Jedi. So Kanan and Ezra lift it up and it goes higher and higher than it did before. And when they enter, they come to a small room where it's basically like a dead end, and the three of them kneel down to meditate. Kanan's the first one to see a doorway that appears before them that no one else can see, and he walks through it and essentially just disappears. And he ends up in a training dojo with one of the Jedi Temple guards, who tells him that his apprentice is destined to become to turn to the dark side. So Kanan activates his lightsaber as the Jedi Temple guard tells him to stand aside so that they can do what must be done for the Jedi Order. He battles with the Temple guard, who basically starts to best him because he's using a double-ended lightsaber, and Kanan's on his own. So Kanan uses a lightsaber that was hung on the wall. But before he can get the upper hand, two more temple guards appear. Back in the little room, Ezra and Ahsoka are talking about Yoda. Ezra is telling Ahsoka that Kanan described him once. And as Ezra is talking about him, he vanishes, leaving Ahsoka on her own. Ezra wakes up, essentially, in a room filled with stars, and he's sat on a floating disc, and in front of him is Yoda, who's sat on a log. And Ezra is asking, how can they defeat the Sith? How can they win the fight? And Yoda's saying, you know, do you have to fight? Is there another way? And Ezra's like, well, yes, we have to fight, and if it comes to it, you know, I will fight to protect my friends. And Yoda comes from it as very an old school Jedi, you know, the kind of the way, like, he's thinking, you know, no attachments, do we have to be involved? And Ezra's like, we are involved, you know, this is our fight as well as everyone else's. So, and Ahsoka, she sees a vision of Anakin Skywalker, who's like, you know, look what happened to me, why did you leave, this is what happened because you left. And she sees the vision of Anakin become a vision of Darth Vader. Meanwhile, fifth brother and seventh sister have found them, and they land on Lothal. And they activate the temple, they raise the temple, which causes it to start to, it's like basically causing earthquakes within the temple. Kanan, in his fight, he loses his fight, and he basically says, look, I've done everything I can do, and I will do everything I can to make sure that that Ezra doesn't turn to the dark side, but his path is his path. And he believes that Inquisitor is about to strike him down. Instead, he knights him. In the name of the Jedi Order, he grants Kanan the rank of Jedi Knight. As the temple starts coming down around them, Yoda tells Ezra to go to Moriband. Ezra and Kanan return to the sort of room with Ahsoka, and they start to run away, and they run down a hallway, and suddenly Ahsoka stops and turns around and sees Master Yoda, who waves at her, and then she leaves. And as they leave the temple, Chopper arrives with the Phantom, and they fly away. And Ezra tells them that Yoda told them to go to Moriband. This episode, Force stuff. I love the Force stuff. Force stuff is so good. So, first off, Kanan has essentially had to go to confront his fear. And that's what kind of has been holding Kanan back from. And you know, the fact that he's not been a Jedi Knight, the fact that he was essentially a Padawan when Order 66 happened, you know, it's kind of held him back. And I think having this happen, you know, it's like it's something that kind of helps push him forward. Ezra's communication with Yoda, I mean, you can tell Ezra's just incredibly frustrated by it. But he's also learning what it was like to be an old school Jedi, you know. But the important thing is Yoda admits to being afraid. You know, that was why the Jedi failed. He was afraid, the Jedi were afraid, fear was rife. And that was what destroyed the Jedi from within. And Ahsoka learning the truth through her vision that Anakin became Darth Vader, you know, she's been trying to find out, and this was where it finally comes to pass that she sees it. And you know, she learns it, she knows it, but she doesn't want to believe it at this point, which is completely understandable. The opening battle between Ezra, Kanan, and the Inquisitors is just fantastic. It was just an amazing kind of opening. You know, we get to see how well-oiled a unit Kanan and Ezra are with their fighting, and you just get to see, you know, how well they work together. That's what I was trying to say. Words escaping me. But you see why they're afraid. You know, everywhere they go, the Inquisitors show up. It means that they can't have a base. They can't find out where to go. They can't figure out what they can do. Which, you know, doesn't help the rebels, essentially, which, you know, is tough for them. The very end, when Ahsoka sees Yoda, this is probably one of my favourite parts of the episode, totally. When she turns around and sees Yoda, and Yoda waves at her, it is so reminiscent of the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where the Guardian, the Knight, sees Indy and his dad and waves to them as they leave the crumbling temple. If anyone's gonna do Indiana Jones, Star Wars can do it because they do it so well. But yeah, no, it was a really fun little moment. This is, you know, I love the honorable ones. I love this one. It I don't want to say it feels like they're really ramping it up at the end of the season because they're not. This second season is so full of amazing episodes. But it's kind of that point of the series where, the season, sorry, where everything is happening and it's all building up towards the end. And so, you know, it feels like everything's ramping up, whereas really, actually, it's just the story is getting to that point where, you know, it's building towards the conclusion, and they're just doing, it's just so well done, so fantastic. I absolutely love it. So yeah, there we go. I'm gonna put an end to this episode now. I just want to say thank you for your continued contributions and support. It all means so very much to me. And it all goes towards stuff for the blog and the podcast to write about and talk about. So yeah, it's all great. It's all fantastic. So yeah, once again, thank you. And punch it, Chewie.